Now we have here Joab. He heard what was happening, and he takes it to the tall timber, by the way. Then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. And Joab fled under the tabernacle of the Lord and caught holt on the horns of the altar. That was always a place of safety. It was like a city of refuge. It was told King Solomon that Joab was fled to the tabernacle of the Lord, and behold, he's by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, saying, go fall upon him. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, is the executioner for Solomon, as you can see. The thing is, Benaiah brought the king word again, saying, thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. He came to the tabernacle and come forth, and the thing was that Joab said, I'll die here if I have to die. And Benaiah didn't want to go to the altar on that kind of basis. The king said unto him, do as he hath said, fall upon him and bury him, that thou mayst take away the innocent blood which Joab shed from me and from the house of my father. Now, he'd been a bloody man, and now Joab is slain. So Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, went up, fell upon him, slew him. He was buried in his own house in the wilderness. And Joab, who'd been a bloody man, his hands were as bloody as David's were, why, he is now executed because of his part in a rebellion against Solomon. Now, verse 35, and the king put Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, in his room over the host, and Zadok, the priest, did the king put in the room of Abiathar. And now this man Shimei is another traitor. David would not touch him because David had given his word he wouldn't, but he'd been a traitor. And so Solomon now puts restrictions on him. The king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, build thee a house in Jerusalem and dwell there. Go not forth thence anywhither. That is, I want you here where I can keep my eye on you because you have been out in the kingdom, and when you are, you are sowing seeds of rebellion. For it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine head. Now Shimei says that the thing's good. He said the saying is good. As my lord the king hath said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. But he wants to get away, and he wants to continue to sow the rebellion in the kingdom. It came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath, and they told Shimei, saying, behold, thy servants be in Gath. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass, went to Gath, and brought his servants from Gath. And so he had done all of this in disobedience to Solomon. And now Shimei is executed, and I take it that he is the last of the house of Saul. And it means now that Solomon has removed most of the contenders to the throne so that he can reign actually in peace. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that he died, and the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. Now they've gone through this transition period, a bloody period.